shake it all hunger hurts but starving works when it calls too much to love hunger hurts but I want it so bad oh it kills cause I know I'm a mess that he don't want to clean up I got to fold because these hands are just too shaky
Hi.
This is Birds Make Birds.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
Work the goal, let's get it on.
Yo, what up? Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is, one.
We're coke in the dollar bill stems and crack capsules.
While Frank Sinatra sings stormy weather, the
wind that guard this roost, beyond your flowers of flaming truth, beyond your latest ad campaigns. An old man sits collecting stamps in a room all filled with Chinese lamps. He saves what others throw away. He says that he'll be rich someday. Radiation that haunts dismembered constellations, a faintly glimmering radio station. While Frank Sinatra sings stormy weather, the flies and spiders get along together. Cobwebs fall on an old skipping record.
This is DJ Mags, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That was Frank Sinatra by Cake, and you are currently listening to the String of Pearls show, which is at 9 a.m. every Wednesday. If you missed us last week, I hope you had a wonderful fall break. My mom came out here for Thanksgiving, and so we interviewed her on the show. And she told us a lot of cool stories about her days in the music biz and the punk rock scene in the Northwest. Today, not really sure if I have that much of a theme. I did start the show off with Cake, and we are going to end the show with Cake. And I think the theme of today is some just good lyricism and some funny lyrics, like just funny, good lyrics. I think that's why we're starting off and ending with Cake, because they often do have some cryptic, surreal lyrics that make you think. But this next upcoming song is by Jello Biafra of Dead Kennedys fame, and it's called Are You Drinking With Me, Jesus? So here you have Jello Biafra.
Well, I saw you sitting there. I was trying not to stare. I wasn't sure. I
felt your warmness within. You know, then I looked down at my pants and that wasn't warmness. I wet myself again. Well, are you drinking with me, Jesus? I know you can walk on the water, but can you walk on this much beer? Let me ask you, are you drinking with me, Jesus? I can see you very clear. Are you drinking with me, Jesus? Won't you buy a friend a beer?
Everybody now,
are you drinking?
WFN Mojo Nixon singing Are You Drinking With Me, Jesus? A favorite of mine, and I think that goes well with a theme of occasionally silly, but I think also intelligent lyrics and good songwriting. So in a bit of a different vein, this is Passing Me by The Far Side.
I think of me and Shelly. See, she's my type of hype, and I can't stand when brothers tell me that I should quit chasing and look for something better. But the smile that she shows makes me a go-getter. I haven't gone as far as asking if I could get with her. I just play love by ear and hope she gets the picture. I'm shooting for her heart, got my finger on the trigger. She can be my broad, and I can be her. And I can be her. All I can do is stay up. Back as kids, we used to kiss when we played truth or dare. Now she's more sophisticated, highly educated, not at all overrated. I think I need a prayer to get in a book, and it looks rather dry. I guess a twinkle in her eye is just a twinkle in her eye. Although she's crazy stepping, I'll try and stop the stride, cause I won't have no more of this passing me by.
Time for me to voice my opinion, get me pretending she didn't have me. Sprung like a chicken, chasing my tail like a doggy. She was kind of like a star, thinking I was like a fan. Damn, she
she looked good. Downside, she had a man, he was a Rudy dude, a Nick and Poop. She told me soon your little birdie's gonna fly the coop. She was a flake like corn, and I was born not to understand. By letting the past, I proved to be a better man.
There she goes again, the dopest Ethiopian. And now the world around me begins moving in slow motion whenever she happens to walk by. Why does the apple of my eye overlook and disregard my feelings no matter how much I try? Wait, no, I did not really pursue my little princess with persistence. And I was so low-key that she was unaware of my existence. From a distance I desired her, secretly admired her, wired her, a letter to get her. And it was, my dear, my dear, my dear, you do not know me, but I know you very well. Now let me tell you about the feelings I've been for you when I try or make some sort of attempt. I simp. Damn, I wish I wasn't such a wimp, cause then I would let you know that I love you so. And if I was your man, then I would be true. The only lying I would do is in the bed with you. Then I signed to send the one who loves you dearly. P.S. love me tender. But the letter came back 3 days later, returned to sender. Damn.
That was Passing Me by The Far Side. If you have never listened to that album, Bizarre Ride to the Far Side, I really highly recommend that you listen to that album in full. It's really incredible, and I remember the day that I first heard that whole album on a road trip with a friend. Just incredible, and I think so many of the songs on that album really stand out. But this up next from another favorite of mine, Manu Chao, is Bongo Bong.
Mama was queen of the mambo, papa was king of the Congo. Deep down in the jungle, I start banging my first bongo. Every monkey like to be in my place instead of me, cause I'm the king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong. I went to the big town where there is a lot of sound, from the jungle to the city looking for a bigger crown. So I play my bongi for the people of big city, but they don't go crazy when I banging on my boogie. I'm the
king of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come, baby.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Nobody like to be in my place instead of me, cause nobody go crazy when I'm banging on my boogie. I'm a king without a crown, hanging loose in a big town. But I'm a king of bongo, baby. I'm the king of bongo bong.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come, baby.
King of the bongo.
Hear me when I come. They say that I'm a clown, making too much dirty sound. They say there is no place for little monkey in this town. Nobody like to be in my place instead of me, cause nobody go crazy when I'm banging on my boogie. I'm the
king of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come, baby.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come. Banging on my bongo all that that swing belongs to me. I'm so happy there's nobody in my place instead of me. I'm a king without a crown, hanging loose in a big town. I'm the king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bone.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo bone.
Hear me when I come, baby.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo
bone. Hear me when I come. Mama was queen of the mambo, papa was king of the Congo. Deep down in the jungle, I start banging my first bongo. Every monkey like to be in my place instead of me, cause I'm the king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong. Hit me when I come. Hit me when I come, baby.
That was Bongo Bong by Manu Chao. And that, this is your first time listening to the show, maybe that's your first time listening to Manu Chao. But if you've tuned in before, you've definitely heard me play Manu Chao before. And I'm just going to cue up a few songs here and then talk about them afterwards. But just wanted to step in and say that if you haven't listened to Manu Chao, you should. The production value on his songs and everything that he does is really incredible. He sings in a variety of different languages, although primarily in Spanish and English. But I think you can, especially from the album that this song came from, Clandestino, you can hear a variety of different languages and interesting samples of radio in different languages. He does a ton of cool stuff on that album. But up next, we have Rhinestone Eyes by Gorillaz.
I'm a scary gargoyle on a tower that you made with plastic power. Your rhinestone eyes are like factories far away. Where the paralytic dreams that we all seem to keep drive on engines till they weep. We're future pixels in factories far away. So call the mainland from the beach. Your pod is now washed up in bleach. The waves are rising for this time of year. And nobody knows what to do with the heat. Under sunshine pylons we'll meet while rain is falling like rhinestones from the sky.
Yeah. She knows it's too late as she's walking on by.
That was Don't Look Back in Anger by Oasis, and before that you were listening to The Guns of Brixton by The Clash. I think two bands that definitely do some interesting stuff with their lyrics. But before we move on and listen to some other things, I am going to read a PSA inspired by me recently going to bed and not realizing that my space heater was on and waking up in a panic, way too hot, and freaked out about the fact that I left my space heater on. So you should know that space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in. So you might have one in your room. I'm sure they're probably not allowed in dorms, but I'm sure some of you have them in dorms. And they help you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths. So it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed, which I did not do the other night. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. This is a message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Just a quick warning for y'all on this front if you have a space heater, because I know that it's getting cold and I know that maybe you're staying up late doing homework, watching a movie, something, and you want your space heater on. Don't be risky like I did and forget to turn it off before you go to bed. And definitely don't forget to turn it off before you leave the house. On that note, our next song is by The Velvet Underground, and it's my favorite song by them, which is Rock and Roll.
Jenny said when she was just 5 years old, there was nothing happening at all. Every time she puts on the radio, there was nothing going down at all. Not at all. Then one fine morning she puts on a New York station. You know she don't believe what she heard at all. She started shaking to that fine, fine music. You know her life was saved by rock and roll. Death of us all.
That was Incinerate by Sonic Youth. And yeah, I did introduce the Velvet Underground before that. A slightly different, not exactly an official PSA, but if you are someone who's on Spotify, you should be checking out your Spotify Wrapped, because that's something that I've been looking at. It's always really, really fun. I think my Spotify Wrapped tends to have surprises, but there's also some, you know, solid and expected things. So it did not surprise me that my top two genres were rock and rock en español. So that's not surprising. And if you've listened to this show, that's also probably not surprising either. But I hope that you surprise yourself a little bit with your Spotify Wrapped, and that you also maybe have some areas of your Spotify Wrapped that indicate that you've broken out of your comfort zone and that you are discovering new music. Everyone should be discovering new songs that they like every year. Yeah, I think some of these songs here are that I played today have been comfort songs or songs that I've liked for a while, but some of them are definitely just songs that I've stumbled across or that a friend has shared, and then artists that I've listened to. But up next, this is an artist that I got into, I think, around 2 years ago. But Mos Def is incredible. If you find videos of him online freestyling, or his features on other artist songs are also really incredible. But this album of Black on Both Sides is also really, really good. I recommend that you give it a listen. But this is Miss Fat Booty by Mos Def.
So up, dog. Telling you, man. Wow, man. Bro, she's from. Let me tell you about it. Y'all, and she came with the same type game, the type of girl giving out the fake cell phone, the name big fame. She like cats with big things, jewel ship, money clip, phone flip the six range. Had seen her on the ass, spotted her more than once. Ass so fat that you can see her from the front. She spot me like paparazzi, shot me a glance in that catwoman stance with the fat booty pants. Hot damn, what's your name, love? Where you came from? Neck and wrist laced up, very little makeup. The swims at the Reebok gym tone your frame up, a sugar and spice, the only thing that you made up. I tried to play it low key but couldn't keep it down. Asked her to dance and she was like, yo, I'm leaving now. An hour later, Sam's from Jamaica. She sipping Chris straight up, skanking while in the waist up. Scene two. From fam throwing the jam, Fareed is on the stand. Big things is in the plan. The brother Big Moon makes space for me to move in here. Yo, this my man Most, baby, let me introduce. I turn around. You was the same pretty bird who I had priorly observed, trying to play me for the herb. Shocked to tell she couldn't get it together. I just played along and pretended I never met her. How you feeling? No, I'm fine. My name is Most, I'm Sharice. I heard so much good about you, it's nice to finally meet. He moved to the booth, reserved a crew especially. And honey love ended up sitting directly next to me. I'm tight polite, but now I'm looking at her skeptically. Cause baby girl got all the right weaponry. Designer fabric, shoes and accessories. Chinky eyes, sweet voices, f***ing with me mentally. Be conversated, made her laugh, yeah, you know me, bro. Even though I know the steelo, she wild, sweet, yo. I'm about to murk, I say peace to the family. She hop up like, how you gonna leave before you dance with me? Dance with me.
She blew my whole head with that dude. I was like, what? I played it low, though. I was like, yeah, all right, come on, then, let's go. She's mad. This is so sick. I'm telling you, yo, honey was so blazing. She was, yo, she looked like Jane Kennedy, word one, to my mama, man. She was that L, man. She take it to the dance floor and she start whispering to me. Yo, let me apologize for the other night. I know it wasn't right, but baby, you know what it's like. Some brothers don't be coming right. I understand, I'm feeling you. Besides, can I have a dance? Ain't really that original. We laughed about it, traced the arms across my shoulder blades. They playing lover's rock, I got to fold the fingers on the waist. He and my butt up like the Arizona summer song finished. And she whispered, honey, let's exchange numbers.
Scene three.
Weeks of dating, late night conversation in the crib, heart racing, trying to be cool and patient. She touched on my eyelids, the room fell silent. She walked away smiling, singing great. Gregory Isaacs, like, if I don't tell you. She want me a tan line and a tattoo, playing Sade, sweetest taboo, burning candles,
All my other plans got canceled. Man, I smash it like an Idaho potato. She call me at my J.O. Come now, I can't say no. Jensen tree trunks, rocking a pee from cocking her knees up. Champion lover, not ease up. 3 months, she call, I feel I'm running a fever. 6 months, I'm telling her I desperately need her. 9 months, blue light symptoms with shorty not around. I need more than to knock it down, I'm really trying to lock it down. Midnight, we hook up and go at it. Burn a stogie, let her know, sweetheart, I got to have it. She telling me commitment is something she can't manage. Wake up the next morning, she gone like it was magic. Oh, damn it. This on Harrison, full frantic. My number one's an answer by my fly Taurus enchantress. Next week, hit me up. I saw Charisse at the kitty club with some banging ass Asian playing. Lay it down and lick me up.
What? Yo. Yeah! Kick it!
That was Fight for Your Right by Beastie Boys, a good second to last song for today in this slightly vague theme of good songwriting and funny songwriting. So if you are looking for lyrics that can make you laugh but occasionally make you think, I think the Beastie Boys are definitely a good artist there. But I did promise that we'd wrap up the show with some Cake. So here is my favorite wacky song by Cake that does have, I think, some pretty deep lyrics if you listen to the song a couple times. So this is Comfort Eagle by Cake.
are building a religion. We are building it bigger. We are widening the corridors and adding more lanes. We are building a religion, a limited edition. We are now accepting callers for these pendant keychains. You resist it is useless. It is useless to resist it. His cigarette is burning, but he never seems to ash. He is grooming his poodle. He is living comfort eagle. You can meet at his location, but you'd better come with cash. Now his hat is on backwards. He can show you his tattoos. He is in the music business. He is calling you dude. Now today is tomorrow, and tomorrow today. And yesterday is weaving in and out. And the fluffy white lines that the airplane leaves behind are drifting right in front of the waning of the moon. He is handling the money. He's serving the food. He knows about your party. He is calling you dude. Now, do you believe in the one big sign? The double wide shine on the boot heels of your prime. Doesn't matter if you're skinny. Doesn't matter if you're fat. You can dress up like a sultan in your onion head hat. We are building a religion. We're making a brand. We're the only ones to turn to when your castles turn to sand. Take a bite of this apple, Mr. Corporate Events. Take a walk through the jungle of cardboard shanties and tents. Some people drink Pepsi, some people drink Coke. The wacky morning DJ says democracy's a joke. He says, now do you? And stepping towards the ledge. He is handling the money. He is serving the food. He is now accepting callers. He is calling me dude. Do you believe in the one big sign? The double wide shine on the boot heels of your prime. There's no need to ask directions if you ever lose your mind. We're behind you, we're behind you. And let us please remind you, we can send a car to find you if you ever lose your way. We are building a religion. We are building it bigger. We are building a religion, a limited edition.
That was Comfort Eagle by Cake. As promised, I'd say I'd end the show with some cake. So thank you for tuning in on this cloudy morning for what looks like it's going to be a cloudy and rainy day. You've been listening to String of Pearls on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So thank you so much for tuning in, and I am going to give a quick shout out for an event that you might be interested in going to that the club that I run, as well as a different club. So Civic, a nonpartisan political discussion group, and MERGE, the Middle East Research Group, have been organizing a dialogue for the past 9 or 10 months on the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. And so if you're interested in sharing your perspective on the issue and why you think what you think on that issue, and if you are considerate enough to listen to others, even if you disagree with them, I'd really strongly encourage you to come to this program. It's going to be on